Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
So you're here because you want to know modern, vintage, everything in the world of card collecting today. Chuck,
he's the collector,
and Joe,
he's the dealer,
welcome you to the best card talk that covers it all, from the hottest new cases to 67 high numbers, all brought to you by Sports Card Investor, the leading source for videos, podcasts, and articles about investing in sports cards. Profit from the hobby you love by visiting sportscardinvestor.com. Collector, dealer, take it away.
And welcome to Season 3, Episode 5 of The Collector and the Dealer. I'm Chuck Oliver. I'm The Collector. He is Joe Davis. He's The Dealer. Joe, how you doing today?
Doing great, Chuck. Great to be here.
Yeah, first things first, if people want some expertise, people want more knowledge than just on this episode, or maybe they want to order from you online or stop by the storefront, tell everybody how they can get in touch with Joe Davis, The Dealer.
Sure. If they want to visit us in person, they can come out to our retail store, J&J Sports, in Loganville on Rosebud Road. We're open Monday through Saturday. And then if they want to visit us on the web, they can go to gotbaseballcards.com. That's gotbaseballcards.com. Been serving customers both in person and online for 32 years now.
And you've got a really good gauge of really what you need most times of what you need to order. Sometimes, you know, a dealer will get leapt upon unawares by the popularity of a product. I think you mentioned like the WNBA Chrome came out and you're like, Chuck is flying off the shelves. But let's talk about current releases, because you do a real good job of kind of gauging how much you need to order. There, I go to the store maybe once a month, and there is constant turnover of the current releases. What has come in, any sport or non-sport, that listeners may want to know about?
Well, I can tell you this week, Chuck, we've had three big high-end releases for those who like to spend four figures on products. The Impeccable Football came out, Immaculate Basketball, and Flawless Baseball. And I had a phone call last night, somebody looking for the Flawless Baseball before I even got to put it on the shelf. So that's always a good sign. But we've also blown through some of the lower end products recently, like the Hoops Basketball, which was the first NBA release for the 22-23 season, because they're really behind. We nearly sold out of that the first day. It's like $135 a box. And then the XR Football has always been very popular, and we blew through that. That's, you know, one with two autos a box, one jersey, and some inserts. And those run about $300 a box. But that's those have both been great sellers for us.
Interesting, because the Hoops is sort of a accessible, I don't want to say entry level at $135 a box, but Hoops is not, that's not like Prism cards. That's, it's a good, really good high quality card, but it's not a fancy pack. And you say, yep, people just gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah, well, part of it, I think there's the tradition, you know, people have been buying Hoops since 1989.
Yeah.
And then it's also, it was the first, we've had a lot, some college products come out, but it was the first ones of players in NBA uniform. So that's, you know, got that pull to it because of that. And it is very affordable to get an autograph and 24 inserts for a little over $100 is very reasonable in today's market.
Well, let me ask you real quick. This is just top of mind. I didn't prep Joe for this. What is a Hoops one box from 89 going for? And what about the David Robinson holding the jersey up card?
Well, sadly, since they printed who knows how many millions of those, the boxes are still popular because you, I mean, I'm not sure. They're probably $100 box because you know, you can get Jordan cards, you can get Robinson rookies. And now you talk about, if you remember back in the day, you could not get a centered one of those.
No.
And so there's still several hundred dollars, I believe, at least for a PSA 10 on the Robinson, because you just can't find centered ones.
Fantastic. So now you said PSA 10, that means that it got graded. You had a card walk in with a little advance notice, and you were like, yeah, bring it in. You had a card that you said PSA will not be grading this one, and it just broke my heart when you told me about it. Tell me about, like, from cradle to grave, the story of the most recent 52 mantle that you were called about.
Yeah, I had a customer email. He had several cards he wanted graded, everything from Pokemon to a 52 mantle. And so he sent me pictures of the mantle. I'm like, this looks pretty good. It was off center. I was like, okay, bring it in. Let me see it in person. And so a couple of my coworkers had looked at it, and I was in the middle of something when the gentleman came in, and one of my guys came back. He goes, yeah, I just don't think it's going to pass. And I said, all right, well, let me come out there and look at it. And I was going to anyway, but he had already, taken a glance at it. So, and I was not as kind as I should have been, because it took me about 2 seconds. I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. This is not real. And then I realized, I was like, I really could have let the guy down a little bit easier. And too often I realize I'm a little too blunt about stuff like that, because we have so many bad ones come in. But what I had to do is I grabbed a 52 Yankees common and compared it under a 10 power loop. I looked at the logos on the back and the name Yankees on the front, and you could see completely inconsistent lettering under the 10 power magnification. You could see a vast difference. To the naked eye, it looked good. The cardboard felt right. It was a little bit off center. It was the right size, because usually the dead giveaway is they're perfectly centered, and you're like, nobody's walking here with a perfectly centered man. And yeah, but this one was off center. The cardboard felt good. And he said, my dad gave me this decades ago. And I was like, well, they've been making fakes on that for a long time. But showed the gentleman how to look at it under a loop, and he agreed with me. He goes, yeah, I see the difference.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. It might be four. I remember it was like I was sixth grade, seventh grade maybe, when I saw a story about fake 63 Rose rookies. I was like, oh, clutch the pearls. That's been 40. And I was, by the way, I was late to find out about it. Mm-hmm. So it's been going on forever. Let's talk just – big show coming to town, and that is something, no matter where you are listening to this podcast, you probably have a big show coming to town because of the resurgence in that, especially post-pandemic, but it was happening before that. Joe, talk about what's coming up next, local to us in Atlanta, and it's just a couple of weekends, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got the Culture Collision the last weekend of the month, and it's going to be at the Cobb Galleria, and it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and second one we've been able to set up at. We're going to have 30 feet of tables. We're going to be taking submissions on site for all the grading companies. We're going to have a large array of wax and singles, but I've got to get my team on that because we have a lot to get ready. But we just bought a big modern collection of high-end autographs just this week. We're going to be bringing those, and of course, we'll have a huge selection of vintage, but looking forward to it. Last year, I bought a lot at the show, sold a lot at the show, and got to meet a lot of make a lot of new customers, new friends, and as well as see a lot of out-of-town dealers come in. I know I've got a friend coming down from Michigan, and so it's a pretty big show. I think they're going to have several hundred tables, so looking forward to it.
And I'm going to be there interning to, I want to say, a properly run show from the dealer side before I experiment and find out how to not do it by trial and error, you know. And I know there's some of that, but I'm going to be at the show with you, and we'll talk more about that as well. All right, let's move along. I got to tell you, the grading environment, so good for everybody listening right now, because it is, some of the companies put bacon grease on these turnaround times. It is so different than it was even, I'll say, 6-9 months ago.
Exactly. And it seems to be happening quick. I mean, my guys are updating our pricing all the time. We're updating turnaround times all the time because they keep changing, and they keep changing in the right direction. Yep. For collectors. I just had phone calls with SGC, CSG, and BGS since we talked a week ago, with price changes, turnaround changes. SGC is offering a special on Pokemon now. We're able to offer that as low as $12 a card, which is really, really cheap for anything with SGC. We're able to offer BGS now as low as $20 a card. We're offering PSA as low as $20 a card. CSGs are running a special. We're offering them as low as $12.50 a card. And, you know, and our prices include shipping back and forth to the companies and back to the customer if they're doing at least 10. So really good news for collectors.
A popular thought in the sports card world is that there's two camps, those that love the hobby and those that profit from the industry. Thanks to Sports Card Investor, you can do both. Jeff Wilson has built his Sports Card Investor YouTube channel and his personal website, sportscardinvestor.com, so that if you're a beginner looking to flip cards for cash or a returning veteran to the hobby wanting to make sure you get the best deals ahead of any emerging price trends, Sports Card Investor is for you. Sports Card Investor, the leading source for videos, podcasts, and articles about investing in sports cards. Profit from the hobby you love by visiting sportscardinvestor.com.
Let me ask you again. I keep circling back to this. What is the current Beckett price for just an autograph card? But what if you want the four subgrades? Is that still an additional like $10 or so?
It's actually gotten cheaper. You can get subgrades in the 20s now. I don't have it in front of me,
but
I know
you're
doing non-subgrades as low as 20, but they have lowered the pricing with subgrades. So that's exciting for those who like to get all four subgrades.
All right. Well, I may come see you maybe in a few days. And the reason is because later on this afternoon, after we finish recording this, I have two boxes of Bowman Draft Super Jumbo, and at my day job at the radio station on our YouTube channel, they're going to record it and then just play, because it's not a break, a group break. It's just me doing a rip, and so we're going to record it. I've got a baseball prospect kind of expert with me that's going to talk prospects. I'm just going to talk cards. Reason I'm telling you all this is that will be the Super Jumbo. If open two boxes, that's 10 Chrome prospect autographs. What would be your recommendation? Again, I ask you about Beckett and the subgrades. If it's that cheap and it carries the Beckett name, PSA, I understand, gold standard, everything. Would you still recommend PSA?
I would, but here's one thing I would consider. If it's a big name auto, I would consider doing the dual service grading with PSA. That way you get PSA to grade the autograph and the card. We offer that as low as $30. So you get both auto grade and the card grade, but it's also in a PSA holder. And PSA, of course, still has the best resale as we record this.
Yep. And I tell you what, I came last, I think it was Saturday, maybe a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and I got a couple of 10s on the – now it was brand new Gypsy Queen stuff, actually from the past 2 years, and some archives, et cetera. But the grades came in. Some of the autographs are beautiful. All right, so we'll have the results of – two boxes of Bowman Draft Super Jumbo next week. All right, last thing, Joe, and this is just me. I don't know. I'm trying to save people some anguish, maybe. Brock Purdy, we talk about this ahead of the divisional round. San Francisco was hosting Dallas. And right now, Brock Purdy cards, you can't even touch them. They're so hot. If I have Brock Purdy cards, I happen to rip and get a rookie patch auto like before week 10, before anybody cared about him, I'm selling every single Brock Purdy card I have after they beat Dallas this weekend. I might do it before. Any investor with a 500-count box of Case Keenum rookies, anybody out there, here's my advice, and I know scared money don't play. My advice, anything you've got in Purdy cards or are considering investing, go get the best 76 Walter Payton you can get for that same money. Do you have any opinion about either Brock Purdy or just the general situation, because people have decided, oh, I got to have that card?
Yeah, I mean, what a great story for football this year, and what a great story for him. I will agree with you his QB rating's been, I think I'm checking the last two games, 131 and 141, but you know, he's still very unproven over a long period of time, and the prices on his cards are outrageous right now for as little as he's done. And so, yeah, I'll put that money into Montana rookies or Walter Payton rookies or Brady rookies or whatever. So take the quick money while it's there, because I've seen so many quarterbacks, you and I have both seen so many quarterbacks come and go and never come back. And so I'm not saying it's going to happen to Purdy, but I'm saying when you can get this kind of money on a guy in his rookie season who was never expected to do this. It's a great opportunity to make some quick cash, put it into a safer investment long term.
Yeah, and you've said before you can't really look back. You had a PSA 10 Ricky Henderson rookie, and you're like, Chuck, it's like what I did with the money, you know, going forward. And so you can't really look back like that because tonight, right now, like literally as we speak, there's a chance this is the day that it's the high water mark for Brock Purdy cards. Now, there's a chance, I guess, that he is Tom Brady, because Tom Brady actually got drafted in the seventh round as well. Right. So there's a chance. All right, that's one in the history of the league I just gave you. So we're on the same page. And like I said, get you that set. That's just such a gorgeous 76 Peyton. Love that card. Get you the best you can and roll with it. All right, folks, that wraps up the episode. Joe, we'll do this again in 7 days. How about that?
Sounds great. Looking forward to it, Chuck.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.